Hey gang, it's Lori. How are you? Happy New Year. So happy to say goodbye to 2016, aren't you? Maybe there were some good things that happened. I talked about that on our last show. And yeah, of course, there were some good things happening. A lot of crazy things happened too. But all that's behind us now. And what I want to talk to you about today is how I'm starting my new year, and I give you some advice about how this might work for you too. So one of the things, when I was in the corporate world, how I used to keep organized was through a Franklin planner. Have you heard of those before? Franklin planner, Stephen Covey, you know. And that it was a hard copy of something that was written, and I enjoyed having stuff written by hand that I could keep up with. It would have your calendar, it would have your tasks, it would have your goals, oh my, and it would have a compass that kind of keeps you in alignment with your goals, your values, your mission, all of those things, and I was never more organized than when I used my Franklin planner. Now, I've been trying to find a really good system that could keep me organized for 2017 and beyond, because I am tired of not being organized, and I wanted to not have to sacrifice anything. I wanted what I wanted. So I found this. I went to Franklin Covey's site, to franklin.com, I think, Franklin Planner at any rate. They don't really have an online system. It looks like they have kind of a broken one that they're not really selling, but as I looked further, what I found was the company that literally created the Franklin Planner online system and then broke away from them. Don't know why, but they had their own company called Plan Plus Online, and it's based on the Franklin Planner system. So I was so excited. So I wanted to show you what it has and see if this might be something that you'd be interested in using, because it really does seem to be the most complete resource that I found out there to actually keep me organized. And I'm going to show you a little bit about what I've learned. So this is the website, not the best website ever, sorry guys, it's just not, but it tells you, it's very basic, right? You don't have to scroll, it's very modern, no real compelling copies, so it didn't matter because I was already sold. When I came to this website, I was already looking for a solution, and they offer a 7-day free trial. So I'm like, what the heck, I'm going to try it. So I downloaded it, and lo and behold, actually one of the developers called me to welcome me to the program, which was more customer service than I really expected or needed, but it was nice. It was nice. I got to actually ask legitimate questions about this service, this Plan Plus Online, because it's a monthly fee. It's really low. It's like $14.95. And I was asking him, you know what, why, what makes this different than the Google Calendar? Because that's what I like to use. And everything, not everything, but a lot of things integrate with the Google Calendar as well as Outlook now. So I didn't want to give up the Google Calendar or have to be double entering data. You know what I mean? So this is what he showed me and that I want to show you about the calendar. So here's your home where you go to get started, and you'll see everything. You'll see your calendar, the full month over here, the Red Hot Factor show, which is what we're doing right now. That's a daily task, not every day, but it's for today. And I can choose if I want to see just today, or if I want to see a 5-day view, like a weekday view, or 7-day view, or all 31 days, right? I can do all of that. The planning, this is where it's really cool, where you have weekly planning, mission, compass, goals, daily planning, and reports. This is so cool. You can actually keep track of your time and know how much time you're putting into a project. Now, as a copywriter and an entrepreneur, they're kind of two separate entities, if you will. When I'm a copywriter, I have to break down my projects in a lot of detail, and I need to have deadlines for those. And that just wasn't working in Google Calendar for me, right? It was, I could put it on there. I could put that I had a project and the opt-in page is due today, or, you know, I plan to write for 3 hours today or 5 hours or whatever it is. I could do that in Google, but it just doesn't get as granular as you can do with Plan Plus, and let me show you how. So, for example, your tasks are done. Well, you can put them over here too, but if you're going, you can put all of your tasks. Like, I have a mailing coming up that I'm going to be that I've already scheduled on my calendar, and here it is. And so when that's time to show up, it's going to show up on the side. If I have an appointment with myself, I have a deadline for myself that day, the task is going to show up right here next to what's going on, right? And so if I want to make a new task, like, what do we want to do today? I don't know. Let's just say dinner. Save. I can save it or I can edit it. Ooh. So editing it. Dinner. What is this? This is a personal thing, personal or professional. That's my email. I want it due today. And I can, right, I need to shop for delicious, healthy food. Right? So I can add a reminder if I want. If I need to do this every day, that's fine, because this is my organizational tool. So I can do that. And if I want to say how much time it's going to take, so let's see, I'm going to start, I'm not going to go now, I'm going to go shopping in an hour, let's say, right? So that's going to take an hour. And then when I'm done, well, you can actually start a time clock here. Then there it goes. And let me make this bigger. I like this because, again, this like keeps track of how much time you literally spend on things, and it helps you not waste time, which is something that I'm going to be honest, I've done quite a bit of, and I'm just over it. I'm tired of playing around on social media. I'm tired of just, you know, reading things, surfing the internet, unless I schedule that time. And I've, like I said, I was more proactive and more organized than I've ever been when I was using the Franklin Planner system. And this is identical. Okay, we'll stop that. Submit your time. Ready to submit. There it goes. 41 seconds I spent on dinner just talking to you about it. And I can save it, which I'm going to do. I'm going to save it. And then I'm going to move it. You can drag and drop these tasks, except it's not doing it now. You're supposed to be able, and there we are, drag and drop the tasks. Didn't do it. Well, anyhow, it did it before. Mercury still isn't retrograde, dang. It's crazy. So this is what I really like, though, particularly, is, oh, I did move it over here. It just didn't show up. Okay, so there's our dinner. Yay. Here, this is, we need to record this podcast, which I'm doing right now, right? And I'm going to save it and close it. And have birthdays. This all integrates with my Google Calendar. So it literally brings all of my appointments over here, and then I get to really take control over how I want to have them come up. So let's do a meeting. Let's do something from here. Let's say at 4 o'clock, I can edit the details. And when you make the tasks from the actual calendar, you have a little bit more control, which is interesting. As far as, like, when you're categorizing appointments, I was able to put up several appointments of my own and to color code them, which is really cool. So I'm going to say client. I'm going to say at 4 p.m. that I need a Skype call with JM, okay, from 4 to 5. All right, so I want to also, under advanced, I want to write in the time, right? So 4 o'clock. So when I actually have this call, I can be honest with myself about how much time I'm actually spending. And so I'm saving that. Is it billable? Not really, because this is I charge by the project, not particularly by the hour. But it helps me know the value of my time and how much time I'm actually putting into each client. So what is this? It's an appointment, a phone call. I'm going to call it a phone call. Right, and the reason you want to put these things in the fields is because you're able to generate reports and get data as time goes on, and you collect more data about what you're doing every day. So that's what that is, the call. So because I picked this category as a client, it's going to show up as a different color on my, when is this, save and close, on my calendar. There it comes, see? It's red, and it's in the future. So if I want to change anything about it, I could move it to the next day if I want. And voila. I can go back to home, or I can go list other new tasks. If I want to break down, which is what I'm going to do when we're done with this show, I'm going to break down what I need to do for my client as far as what I need to create for him on when. So then these deadlines are on my calendar, right? And I can see pretty clearly what's due when I put all this stuff in. So let's look at the 31 days. My calendar is pretty open right now. That's only because I haven't filled it in. And this does take a little bit of time to organize yourself. But let me tell you, you get so much clarity on what your goals are and what's really realistic to do in a full day versus what's not when you have a system that's something like this. So I'm going to post the link with this recording. If you're interested in checking it out, it's redhotplan.com, www.redhotplan.com, and try it for 7 days yourself and see if it's something that you could, you know, warm up to and see if you get as much out of it as I'm getting out of it. I started this a couple of weeks ago, and it's been pretty awesome. See, here's my email campaign that's coming up. It's already in here. I have a weekly call with my video overlay program. I have a weekly call with my team. My Aussie friends are coming. So, you know, you can see everything that you need, and it's for you. You can buy licenses if you have an assistant and you want them to see what's going on. But the truth is, I'm just going to use this for me. There are other levels. There's business levels and things. But I'm going to use this just for me to keep myself organized and then let my assistants know what we're doing. And of course this will also integrate with the Google Calendar, so they'll see a lot of what's going on if they choose to look at my calendar, because they do have access to that. So it's pretty dang cool. There are lots of options. You go ahead and check out their different levels if you want. I'm on the basic one, and so far so good. It seems fine. You can always upgrade. And again, it's redhotplan.com. And whatever you do, find some tool to keep you organized and steady for 2017, because we need to knock this baby right out of the park. Take care. I'll talk to you later.